Archangel, what does Gabriel do versus Lucifer versus Michael? I know Gabriel you go to for like announcements and communication. Michael is like the field commander.
Whoa. Just a second. You don't go picking archangels to help you figure out how to lace and tie your shoes. It's not like a maid service where you call up and say, I need somebody to come do my windows, or I need something announced, so this will go to the inbox of Gabriel, or I'm sick and tired of this one, and I want them rubbed off the face of the earth, so I'll call Lucifer. Actually, he wouldn't do it. He would probably go the other way, but certainly others could. But it's not even about that, darling. It's simpler than that. You don't go have to figure out the entire hierarchy of heaven to figure out how to get them to come and clean up something, tend to something, do something, straighten something out for you. You just talk to the angels in tandem, and they'll work out the details.
So you don't have
first.
To address a particular angel and then have them assign
it? Hell no, you get it crossed
I thought you said
up. Well, the context of the question was about the role of the angels and how the hierarchy of heaven is divided. But we're asking if I want an announcement, then I got to figure out which angel is which and who's on first and what's on second. Well, it's ridiculous. You might as well blow your brains out. Time you figure that out, you won't require their help.
Okay, so you would just start speaking angel. You don't have to call upon a certain planet to begin with.
No. Not required at all.
If you do call on specific ones, does it accelerate?
It limits it to their job. You got to pick the right angel and you got to give the right instruction or no effect will it incur.
So you don't want to do that. Instead, you just speak angel with an intention of what you want.
And let them work it out. That's right.
Okay, well, I'm glad we got that straightened out.
Mm-hmm. But now there is a hierarchy. There is a pecking order. There are details. But they're not paramount to you having interaction or engagement with any of them or all of them.
So you didn't say that you need to know the angel for a particular job.
We say you won't, and if you have to go through to figure out that all that out, you'll never use the angels because you'll never figure out the entire hierarchy of heaven.
So what we learned from Ion in chapter 23 is, if someone told you how to talk to the angels, forget it. You need to know nothing, and when you speak the angels, make sure it has no semantic meaning, just do mumbling. What we learned from Ion in every field is that you don't need to know anything about it. And that's a shock for people because they want to spend time learning and developing themselves to make themselves worthy of receiving the information.
When they find out something, then it's obsolete, and then they find out that they didn't know nothing.
So what we learned in chapter 23 is you don't have to do fuck all to evoke the angels. You just have to believe they're there.
Don't even believe they're there. Because that's just a thought you've been thinking a long time. They are whether you believe it or not.
There's nothing to hear from Ion, from an outer source, but you have to ascend to the extreme max to accept that. That's what call it means taking your power. That there's nobody else there, and you can make up any reality you want. Most people can't live that way.
That's some good talking.
Thank you. From an expert here.
Ion, you said earlier, just open up your mouth, speak to the angels, and that will engage you. Is there a deeper level than just engaging that you're...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, okay. It's a simpler process. If you would look at this from a process of you are the queen, all right, you showed up to your coronation, they put a crown on your head, then you have all these people that bow to you, okay? Then you come into a position now you come into a position where you give the directions. You don't have to know everyone in your court for them to oblige your direction. But if there's a specific chambermaid that you like washing your panties other than another one, you certainly may. But that doesn't mean you have to learn everybody in the kingdom's name to be able to just discern between one other than another. So, in speaking to the angels, what happens is you get put in a position that you are allowed to start engaging in your individual place of power. Now, granted, there may be resourceful aptitude that is increased as you do this for a little while. You may find that you may find a favored angel that helps with some aspect that you're working with, especially if it reoccurs. You'll have a relationship, okay? You'll build a relationship where it'll be known, it'll be normal, it'll be given. But don't not engage trying to figure out the who's who in angeldom.
Right.
That was the main focus. And then after that, then yes, it will fill and build. It will fill and build to a larger capacitation. But don't get lost in the avenues trying to get to the center of town square.
So you're just saying be with it, see what happens, enjoy it, note your experiences, and then...
Lather, rinse, repeat.
And then get more specific when you're very familiar with how to speak to them or speaking and seeing what works. Because there is a lot of rewording in the beginning.
Yes, well, that's just the taste.
So if you don't know which angel to call, you just call all of them.
We just speak.
I think I was re-listening to chapter 23. You know, you were talking about the three, Michael, Lucifer, and Gabriel, and then there was a comment that said, you know, just giving examples of which one you would speak to for what purpose, and you said, for example, you wouldn't want Gabriel, you know, you might want to go to someone else directly. You didn't say exactly these words. The main message was, you don't want a secondhand message. You were giving that reference to Gabriel as an example. So
right. And if you know, that's exactly correct. But that's not what you're saying. What you're saying is if you don't know which one to call, and we said don't, just speak angel, they'll work out that. But okay. If you know, then absolutely, mm-hmm. That's appropriate. That's what we just said earlier. Just a bit ago, once you get comfortable, once you get your feet wet, once you know what a hot tub feels like, then you can be comfortable and get in the tub all by yourself.
So how would we know which one to call then?
If you don't, just speak to the angels. They'll work it out.
So would you read one of the airs in angel speak and just create the intention?
You could. That's okay. You could start in the middle and go up or down. That's not required, but it's a way to engage if you have any hesitance or resonance. Or
what
resistance.
Ion is saying is it's individual.
Of course.
And so for me,
well,
I just
individually,
start speaking babble. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that same application of babble built a tower.
Yeah.
Okay. So the point is those are provided for your pleasure and comfort because, Sue, sometimes you have a way to apply it. It gives you something to play with. But you'll develop your own language, your own angel language, obviously, and we can prove that. We could have every one of you read one of the exact same air, and each of your versions of that reading would be very different. Saying the same, quote, words, as it were. That's a kind of whole different kind of conversation right there, reading the same words. It would be individual. The point of this is you are having an individual kingdom that you individually are going to run, that you individually are going to sit on the throne of, that you individually are going to apply to the individual creations that you include in your kingdom. And it has nothing to do with anything else, and every angel that's ever been... Is that available to yield to your will?
I want to ask angels to bring me the perfect new roommate to rent my space downstairs. I would tell the angels exactly what I was looking for, or do they already know what
well,
would be
here's
the
how,
best
here's,
match
here,
for me,
okay,
and
okay,
I just
okay.
go right into angel speak?
Okay, here we go. you're sitting around and you're kind of going, well, that's, I'm ready to find the perfect roommate. Well, roommate isn't very fair because you're very rarely there. It may be like an absentee house sitter might be a better way to say it. But anyway, you have that thought and you have that desire and you have that notion that you are considering, okay?
Right.
You have that thought, you might even say it out loud, it'd be great fun when the perfect housemate shows up here. And then you throw that head back and open that mouth and just speak angel right then.
Okay.
And then what happens is all you're doing is you're giving orders to the angels to tend to that bit of business. And then
and
you,
so
if you're
going to
have the angels, if you're going to have the angels do it, then you lay it down. If you're going to boss the angels to do it, don't go pick it back up and take it away from them.
So it means that I don't have to put a advertisement out there. I don't have to.
Absolutely
just
not.
Send me the person.
Wow. Absolutely. Mm. That's exactly correct. Now, if you get the notion and that's the fastest path to your joy, there
right.
certainly is no problem. You could even have the angels help craft the perfect ad that would attract the perfect mate. See? There's no limitation. Just don't take the action unless and until it is indeed the fastest path to your joy. And the angels in tandem, singularly and corporally, will assist you.
Ah, how wonderful.
It sure takes the heatness out of the fire because then you don't even have to know what you know. And you can't mess it up. You can't regret what you bossed the angels to do because you don't necessarily know what you asked the angels to do. You might very well be saying to the angels, oh, angels, angels, unaware, keep me in my underwear, keep everyone away from me, keep them out of my house as far as I can see, let the money flow to me so I can peacefully by myself be.
Wow.
And then there's an outcome.
I think that I've seen effects like that in my life where problems, or not problems even, but just potential contrast has just disappeared or evaporated or vanished.
Right, right before your very lying eyes.
And you can make people disappear out of your will?
Hell yeah. Every nasty thing that's ever been accomplished in the scriptures wasn't done by God. It was done by a big old angel.
Like there are no limits, just like Ian said.
Well, the only limits are your limits.
Okay, so the RNA drops are shifting me now. So if I talk to the angels with an old belief system,
it makes no difference because you don't know what you're telling the angels to do.
So I can just change it. I just change it. I open up by open up to expansion and change and...
No, darling, you're telling them what to do, and it's the perfect communication. You cannot physically get in the way of you when you're speaking angel to the angels regarding angelic efforts. It takes you out of the mix. That's why it's so effective.